Issues relating to the Lismore Farmers Market have been popping up in the media and around town in recent months. The official name of the operator of the market is Lismore Farmers Market Inc., which was registered on 29 October 2010. They operate it as a not-for-profit business, which simply means everything they make must be spent by the incorporated association. They are not a charity. The Lismore Farmers Market received their first approval, which allowed them to commence operations in Magellan Street, Lismore, on 23 December 2010. They would operate between the hours of 4:30pm and 8pm on Thursday only. This approval lapsed on 28 February 2011. It is unclear if there was an official name change, but it seems their name changed to Lismore Produce Market Inc., which was registered on 11 February 2011. The previous name was deregistered on 12 September 2011. Lismore Produce Market Inc. received their first approval, which allowed them to commence operations at the Lismore Greyhound Track on Saturday mornings between 7:30am and 11am. This market quickly closed, as it was clear that unlike the long-established, popular and well-supported farmers market at the showground, this group clearly did not attract crowds necessary to sustain their business. It was obvious they needed to be where the people were. Lismore Produce Market Inc. received their second approval, which allowed them to commence operations in Magellan Street, Lismore, on 8 June 2011. This is their current approval, which allows them to operate between the hours of 3:30pm and 6:30pm on Thursdays, and between the hours of 8am and 12 midday on Saturdays. This approval is current until 8 June 2013, effectively providing them with a 2-year approval to operate. There is very little temporary about that. Many requests have been made to Lismore City Council in relation to information relating to temporary events policies and the outdoor dining and special events policy, which was the one set to cover such operations. One document was provided in relation to the latter policy, which states it did not commence until 21 March 2011. I'm not aware of anyone who wants to get rid of the markets, but I do know many who want to know why this not-for-profit incorporated business is being provided with so much assistance from Lismore City Council, while other businesses who pay considerable rates and rents are not provided with any assistance at all and actually face huge hurdles to their operations. Although council staff and market organisers have been heard to say that I and others would like to see the market closed, I was quoted in the Northern Star back on 24 March 2012 as saying, "I don't want to be rid of the markets, I just want them to operate legally and equitably, as is required by every other shop in Lismore." If this is such an issue for anyone, then I am happy to remain one of the bad guys. Points that may be of interest to some are some of the questions addressed to Lismore City Council that have not been answered adequately or at all. These include: how was the first approval in the name of Lismore Farmers Market Inc. issued, with the date 23 December 2010, under the new policy, when the new policy did not commence until 21 March 2011? How was the market allowed to operate between 28 February 2011, when the approval in the name Lismore Farmers Market Inc. lapsed, and 8 June 2011, when the approval in the name Lismore Produce Market Inc. commenced? How was the market allowed to operate outside their approval hours of operation on Council's Magellan Street office doorstep without concern about enforcement action when other businesses are heavily restricted? There are many other questions that have been asked on behalf of various business owners and operators, many of which have been ignored or answered inappropriately. The overwhelming majority of business owners in the CBD no longer support the market, since it appears to be slowly developing into just another market bringing competition to existing businesses when its sole purpose was to bring new business to existing businesses. I'm still going on Facebook for a little while longer. Follow the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au if you want to share some views.